Absolutely. At the infrastructure committee meeting yesterday, I spoke directly to the minister, and I asked her to explore ways of extending the line from Derry to Letterkenny, Letterkenny to Sligo and beyond, and also Derry and Strabane, because in order to address the glaring lack of infrastructure in the northwest, and just to build a real all-Ireland rail network, you know, when you look at the old railway bed, you know, what we need is a 21st century modern rolling line. And I think that is absolutely not just required, but essential, given that if you take Derry Buncrana as a road, it's one of the busiest R roads in the 26 counties in the state and across the island. We're 13,000 users. It has actually got N road level of traffic on it. So when we look at what happened to the upgrade of the Derry line, now there's still a lot to be done in improving the line, but the passenger numbers from Derry to Belfast increased year on year, and it now has reached 3 million passengers from 2018 to 19. Now, there's still lots to be done on that road, but it does show you that there is an appetite for it, and if we are seriously going to be tackling carbon emissions, if we're serious about giving people an opportunity to connect and reconnect as an island because of the damage that was done to us by partition, then here is a real opportunity for ourselves. And when I look at the northwest, I was able to demonstrate to the minister that west of the ban has only got 3 stations compared to the east of the ban, which has got over 51 stations. So as this spokesperson for Sinn Féin who's tackling regional inequalities, I intend to take this forward.
And what was the feeling like from the minister yesterday when you spoke with her about this? Like, we do know that this has been an ongoing issue for many a year. We do know, as you mentioned, there's an appetite for it. How likely do we feel at this stage that it will ever happen?
Well, I know in particularly from the side from the north, we've been concentrating very much on A5, A6, the two roads connectivity, because just as Donegal is described as the forgotten county, so is Derry, and it's the one thing, unfortunately, we share in common about the high levels of deprivation. And the minister gives a lot of talk in terms of, says the right things about wanting to tackle regional inequalities. She says the right things about wanting to tackle carbon emissions. So here is a golden opportunity, I think, with the formation of new government in the south, to just to put their money where it matters, into places like Donegal in the northwest, the forgotten county that has been forgotten about for too long. We in Derry has been subjected to the same after decades of British direct rule, and then because of the level of inequality and disparities that we were dealing with, focused on roads, are at the point where we have the A6 underway. The A5 is waiting to be taken forward. We know the Irish government said that it was going to inject 400 million or thereabouts to that project, and then pulled back from the financial commitments there. And it tells the people of Donegal it's committed to tackling the regional inequalities that they are experiencing. So here's one of the ways that they can do that, giving passengers an opportunity to travel in rail, connecting us in Derry and Donegal, as our hinterlands have been divided and destroyed and adversely impacted because of partition, and do that through rail. So I, as the spokesperson, and I know Padraig McLaughlin as the newly appointed TD, we're very keen that we are going to be putting the Northwest high on the agenda. And we also have got a senator now, Alicia McKenyon, who lives in Derry from the city and understands the implications of the neglect of the Northwest. So we're going to be certainly holding them to account and now pushing this up the agenda.